Morning, jumping right in to our guest interview segment for the day today, and joining us live from Casper, a couple of our local Shrine Bowl football players. That's Clay Merritt out of Star Valley High School, Jack Dayton out of Cokeville High School. Clay, Jack, good morning to you both. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you?
We're doing good, guys. Thank you.
Thank
you for taking some time with us, and wanted to just get your impressions. First of all, what has stood out to you so far in the first, during the course of the week as you get ready for this game?
It's been cool getting to play with the guys that, you know, I've gone against for 4 years and some people that I've never played against. It's been cool just kind of how quickly we've all came together and just how it's just been a good time.
Jack, how about you?
I'm just having a great time out here. Just like he said, I'm making a lot of new friends and just love to play football. And some of these guys, you know, it's different playing on their team versus against them. But, I mean, I'm loving that. I love my team, and I'm excited.
You know, Jack, coming from Cokeville High School, the Panthers, and Dal and I talk about this all the time, how Cokeville could play a nine-man football schedule, and you guys elect to play up 11-man in the 2A classification. And so you are all personally, and with the Panthers, you're always playing against schools bigger than you. What is it like for you to now get a chance to play with the guys on the 3A and the 4A and be able to rub shoulders with those guys as well now?
Yeah, I mean, we're always playing bigger teams, so it's a lot different having these bigger guys on my team, but I love it. They're so good. They're so fun and talented. And I mean, it's just different playing with them, but I love it, you know?
Clay, one of the things that jumps out to me about this whole experience is trying to put together basically a system that people that the players can pick up quickly and then have it merged together so you can try and get it ready for Saturday. Kind of walk us through that process, because there's got to be a little homework, right?
On the defensive end, it's actually been quite simple. I mean, you put together guys that obviously are the best from their respective schools. They understand how football works, what defense, what they're trying to accomplish on different plays. It's kind of melded together pretty fast. And I mean, on the defensive end, we've all just kind of just started clicking, and it's gone really smooth.
Of course, Jack, you're on the offensive side of the ball. Speak to that same question, what it's like to try and incorporate an offense in a week, in 5 days with guys you haven't played with before.
No, so I'm actually also on the defensive end this week. Yeah. But, I mean, I thought the same thing as him. It took us about a day and a half for us to learn our stuff. Now we're just putting in more stuff and clicking together, and we're getting solid, and I'm excited. So,
well, obviously, the whole purpose of the game is that, you know, obviously the camaraderie is cool and the new friends, but it's there as a fundraiser to help with the Shriners Hospital. Talk about that and how that has kind of been mixed in and worked in over the course of the week.
On I think it was Tuesday, we had some Shriner kids come to the Shrine Club, and we got to go around and talk to them each for a little while and get to know them. And I mean, they're all so just inspiring to me, honestly, because they have they just can't play football because of their problems that they have, and they're just still so happy and excited, and they're making a difference, and it just motivates me, I guess, and I'm excited to play for those guys, and I'm glad I'm here to do it.
How about you, Clay? What was that experience like for you to have those Shriners kids come up and visit with you?
It kind of just changed my whole outlook on this game, just how much it mattered to them. Because when I first got the invite to the Shrine Bowl, I was like, oh, exciting. I'm one of the better players. They're inviting me down, get to play another game. But after meeting them and just seeing how much Shriners has done for them and what this game means for those guys in particular, it definitely makes tomorrow a more unique experience than any other football-related thing I've ever done.
Speaking with Clay Merritt this morning, he's a graduate of Star Valley High School, and Jack Dayton, a graduate of Cokeville High School, both playing this week in the Wyoming Shrine Bowl. Game will be tomorrow. So let's talk more about the game tomorrow, you guys. How much pressure is there to go out and perform for you guys? Because as Clay mentioned, you get picked to this game because of the performance throughout the season on the field with your respective high schools? I mean, obviously you go out and you try and have some fun, but I mean, obviously you want to win, right? Talk to that a little bit, the competitive nature of this game.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all for the Shriners, but there's still that rivalry there. Last night at a casino night, there was some gambling going on, and I mean, it was getting a little bit chippy, and I think we really want to win, so I'm excited for that. So, yeah.
Well, Clay, as far as a little bit of a connection, Coach Young, Star Valley's coach, was the head coach last year, and the South team was kind of able to stop a bit of a slide in the series. Overall, the North leads the South 26-20. There's been three ties. There was no COVID game, obviously, that year. But you talk about things getting a little chippy. Is there some trash talk about that? Because the North has had kind of they've been kind of running things, but the South won it last year.
I haven't noticed any really trash talk about that necessarily, but just kind of the way it shakes out. There's a lot of rivalry teams on the North versus the South, like us and Cody, obviously. So, I mean, there's a lot, you know, kind of emotions there. So that kind of makes it more interesting, especially when you get in a competitive situation like tomorrow or even casino night last night, when things are starting to get pretty exciting there.
What are the practices like in the Shrine Bowl? Because again, you're starting to try and gel and match with these players for the first time. You only have a few days to do so. Jack, talk to us what the practices have been like. Have they been as high intensity as a typical Cokeville Panther practice in September, or has it been a little more relaxed?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot different because, again, I'm on the defensive side, so that's all I have to work versus practice at Cokeville. I had to do both sides and a lot of other things in between, but here it's just strictly one side of the ball, so it's a lot more reps for the defense, but also it's more mental because we don't know. Like, I knew the Cokeville offense and defense down, but this one we had to relearn starting Sunday night. We started relearning the defense, so it's been a lot more mentally taxing, but physically it's been a little bit more laid back, but still not fully laid back, you know?
Awesome. Well, wish you guys the best of luck in this game tomorrow. Shrine Bowl in Casper tomorrow afternoon. Our friends at My Local Radio will be broadcasting it with live video tomorrow as well. Tell us what's up for you guys next. Clay, we'll start with you. Of course, your connection with SBI here. We've talked to you personally a little, but tell our listeners what you have in store coming up next for you after this game.
Yeah, I'm going to go to UW. I'm going to go to school. I'm actually, you know, thinking about going into broadcasting, doing stuff like that. I enjoyed working with SBI this winter and might be thinking about doing that long term.
We've been such a bad influence
on
him.
We've ruined Clay.
By the way, at graduation, Clay, we found out your middle name is Dirk. And I was halfway offended. It could have been Duke, Dal, and Dirk this whole time. And instead, it was Clay. I got to say, man, what was up with that?
That would have been so good. I didn't even think of that.
What could have been? Jake, how about you? What do you have coming up next after the game for you moving forward?
After this game, I'm going to go on a two-year mission to Riverside, California, and that starts June 17th. So I got about 10 or 11 days or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So you come home and don't even unpack, do you? You just go.
Takes off his helmet and goes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Very cool. Well, again, thank you both for your time today. Good luck for the rest of this week. Of course, the Shrine Bowl game tomorrow afternoon in Casper. That's Star Valley High School's recent graduate, Clay Merritt. Clay and a few teammates in Casper for the Shrine Bowl. Jack Dayton from Cokeville High School as well. Clay, Jack, thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow.